really flies by these days.
你有冇注意到咧？時間真係過得好快。
Maybe it's just me.
可能就係我啦。
Maybe I'm just getting older.
或者我可能老咗啦。
But when I was young, I couldn't wait to grow up.
我年輕嘅時候咧，我等唔切，好想快啲長大嘅。
Time wasn't going by fast enough.
我嫌時間過得唔夠快。
And now that I've grown up,
而家我長大咗啦。
I'm hoping that time will slow down.
又想時間慢翻落嚟喎。
That the year will go by slower.
希望年日咧可以過得慢一啲。
I don't know about you, but 2018 really flew by quickly for me.
2018年眨眼就過咗去。
And as I reflect on it,
我反思嘅時候，
it was a year that I had the privilege and honor to be installed as the senior pastor of this church.
呢一年咧係我有幸咧被安納成為呢個教會嘅主任牧師。
And I don't say this lightly.
我唔係講得好輕鬆咁講嘅。
But with great humility.
但係咧係好一個好感恩嘅心。
This is a church that I've gone to since its beginning in 1991. This is a church that I've come to love as my spiritual home, my spiritual family. And you are all a very big part of it.
而你们呢，大家都是很重要的一部分。
2018 was also the year that my son graduated from university.
2018年亦都是我的儿子在大学毕业的一年。
With a second degree.
是他第二个学位。
And so I thought that he would be moving out of the house, right?
我以为他会搬出去的，是吧？
Do his residency somewhere else in Canada.
他自己可能在加拿大里面其他地方会住下来。
Have his own place.
有他自己的地方。
But no, not yet.
未啊，还未啊。
It looks like he may be with us for another few years.
可能他还会跟我们住多几年。
Or should I say, we have the blessing of having him with us for another few years.
或者我应该说呢，我们真是蒙福可以有他再跟我们住多几年。
I mean, that sounds better, right, for a parent to say?
对父母来说，这样说可能好一点。
Shame on me for even thinking that.
我这样想真是有点羞耻的感觉。
2018 was also the year that God gave Fraselands a new direction in ministry.
2018年亦都是神给菲沙伦教会一个事工上新方向的一年。
And if you're like me, not only does time go by quickly,
如果你好像我这样，不单止时间过得很快，
I need a constant reminder of what took place from week to week, from month to month, and from year to year.
我要不断地被提醒，每一个礼拜发生什么事，每一个月，甚至每一年。
So would you please allow me to remind us what our ministry plan, our ministry direction is in our church as we enter 2019?
所以请允许我提醒大家，当我们进入2019年，我们教会的计划和方向是什么呢？
In this season of Fraselands, we're excited that God is taking us on a journey.
在这个季节，我们很感到很兴奋，因为神邀请我们去一个学习的旅程。
Especially learning about two things.
特别是为了两件事来学习。
First, learning about the spiritual practices of church renewal.
第一就是去了解多些教会更新的属灵操练。
Which includes personal renewal, intimacy with God.
其中是包括了个人的更新，就是跟神更加亲密。
Relational renewal, reconciliation with others.
关系的更新呢，是跟他人的和解。
Spiritual renewal, transformation by the Spirit.
是灵性的更新，就是跟被圣灵去改造我们。
And second, I believe that God is calling us to practice being a loving presence of Christ in our neighborhoods.
第二呢，就是我相信神呼召我们通过走向更深层的社区里面更加热情的款待。
By moving towards deeper community and a more radical hospitality.
入到去那里呢，来到去实践呢，邻居中作为基督一个爱的群体。
By moving towards greater diversity and neighborhood engagement.
通过走向更加多样化和更加多同邻舍。
And by moving towards justice for the least.
和呢，去为弱势社群伸张正义。
These two aspects of our ministry plan and direction,
我们事工呢，的计划两个方向，
spiritual practices of church renewal and being a loving presence of Christ in our neighborhoods,
教会更新、属灵操练和在邻舍中作基督爱的群体，
they're essentially that of having a deeper life in Christ
基本上呢，
and mission in the world.
基本上呢，就是有基督呢，是里面有更加深的生命和对世界有使命。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
要尽心尽意尽性尽力爱主。
and to love your neighbor as yourself.
同埋爱你嘅邻舍同自己。
Now, I was very encouraged to hear some of the things that took place over Christmas.
在圣诞期间呢，我听到一啲事咧，令我感到鼓舞嘅。
As we learn to live incarnationally, to live missionally, to be a loving presence of Christ in our neighborhoods.
当我哋学习咧，有耶稣基督道成肉身嘅生命，同埋咧更加有使命感嘅生命嘅时候
，I heard of a couple in our church who invited their two immediate neighbors living next to them over for a meal during the Christmas season.
我听到咧一对嘅夫妇邀请佢哋隔篱嘅邻居嚟到佢哋屋企嗰度食饭
，and they had a great opportunity to become better neighbors.
咁咧係一個更加好嘅機會咧，讓佢哋鄰居之間有更加好嘅關係啦。
To become better friends，
變成更加好嘅朋友啦。
By simply sharing a meal together in their home，
只係咧喺屋企裏邊食一餐飯咁簡單。
It's that simple。
係咪真係好簡單咧
？The husband even asked if they could join hands together and pray before the meal。
嗰個丈夫咧更加邀請佢哋咧一齊，不如手牽手一齊祈禱啦。
And they offered a prayer to God。
然後佢哋一齊向神祈禱。
Together，
一齊。
As well, I know some of you have been able to visit those who are in need.
同埋咧，我知道你哋中间有啲人咧去探一啲喺生命里边有需要嘅人。
Lonely people，
一啲好孤独嘅人啦。
Grieving women and widows，
有啲咧好悲伤嘅一啲嘅女士或者一啲嘅寡妇。
Who live just in our neighborhoods，
住喺我哋社区里边嘅呢啲人。
You go to visit and you pray with them because you care and because you're being the loving presence of Christ to them.
你哋探佢哋，因为咧你好关心佢哋，你哋咧系能够喺嗰度彰显基督嘅爱。
I'm so encouraged when I hear that our church is doing these things.
我听到你教会喺度做紧呢啲嘢，我感到好鼓舞啊。
It doesn't take much, does it?
唔系需要好多嘢嘅，做好多嘢嘅啫，系嘛
？Starts with a prayer, asking God to put someone in our minds.
开始嘅时候可以用祈祷啦，叫神咧将某啲人放喺我哋嘅心里边。
And then our desire to just invite them to come and share a meal together.
咁我哋去邀请佢哋嚟同我哋一齐食饭啦。
This is how all begins as we live out the mission of our church。
呢啲咧就系我哋嘅使命开始嘅时候可以做嘅嘢。
To befriend, to belong, to believe, to become, and to be sent。
去佢哋咧，对佢哋热情，变成朋友啦，去爱佢哋啦，同佢哋中间有信任，去成为佢哋一份子，同埋咧去。被差派到他们中间。
And so with these two things in mind, spiritual practices of church renewal and being a loving presence of Christ in our neighborhoods.
因此呢考虑到以下的事情教会更新的属灵操练和以及呢在邻舍里面做基督爱的群体。
We'll focus today on what it means to experience personal renewal.
我们今天呢会集中看看呢经历个人更新的方面。
To have greater intimacy with God.
和神有更加亲密的关系。
Do you long for this?
你想唔想有咁嘅关系
？Do you long to have a more personal and intimate relationship with God?
想唔想同神有更加亲密、好个人嘅关系咧
？With the one who created you, who knit you together while you were still in your mother's womb?
当你喺你妈妈个肚里边未出世嘅时候，佢已经创造你，将你所有部分、身体部分放埋一齐嘅嗰一位。
With the one who calls you his beloved daughter, his beloved son.
嗰一位系称呼你为心爱嘅女儿或者心爱嘅儿子嘅嗰一位
，with the one who the Bible says rejoices over you with singing，
嗰一位咧喺歌声里边同你一齐欢乐嘅嗰一位。
As we begin this year, we'd like to offer you an opportunity for you to do just that。
我哋今年开始嘅时候，我想俾个机会大家就系做呢一样嘢
，to have greater intimacy with God，
同神有更加亲密嘅关系。
And this is enhanced, this is encouraged through learning to hear God in our lives.
通过我们在生活中学习怎样聆听神来到去增强这一方面。
But how do we do that?
我们怎么可以做得到呢?
And what is hearing God anyways?
聆听神是什么意思呢?
Well, Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 27, My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me.
约翰福音十章二十七节嗰度话：我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
Jesus also said in John 5, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself; he can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed."
约翰福音五章十九至二十节嗰度话： 耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的子才能做，父所做的事子也照样做。父爱子，将自己所做的一切事指给他看，还要将比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们稀奇。
Now if Jesus said this,
如果耶稣这样说呢？
The Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing.
只自己做不到的，就是唯有看神去做。
For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does.
因为父神呢，爱他的儿子，同埋去做呢啲所有嘢。
If Jesus said this, how much more do we need to see? How much more do we need to hear God's voice and recognize what he's doing around us and also among us?
我哋仲需要睇到同埋听到几多神嘅声音，同埋去辨认佢喺我哋身上同埋我哋周边所做嘅事情呢？
Hearing God is listening to the heartbeat of God.
聆听神就系咧听到神嘅心跳。
Listening intently to the whisper of God.
专注咁样聆听神嘅细语。
People who hear His voice and who engage Him in a very personal way.
听到神嘅声音。
You see, God wants to have a personal relationship with us where we're hearing and listening.
神希望我们呢，在聆听祂的时候呢，同我们建立个人的关系。
So that things in our lives, they don't just begin with a strategy or with a great idea.
所以呢，我们的生活呢，不是呢，以一个很好的策略或者很好的意念来开始。
But it begins with a relationship with God.
而是跟神的好的关系来开始的。
With a dynamic presence of God.
有神的活力跟我们一起。
In which He's speaking and we're listening.
有祂在这里讲话，而我们就做聆听。
Where we're asking and discerning and listening to His voice.
我们呢，是去辨认和去听祂的声音。
And expecting that He will show up and He will speak to us like He did with the people in the Bible.
同埋咧，期望佢会向我哋显现，同埋对我哋讲说话，就好似佢向圣经里边嘅人物咁样做一样。
God spoke to His people in Scripture.
神喺圣经里边对佢人民讲说话。
And they were able to follow Him as a result.
咁佢哋就可以跟从神啦。
God spoke to Noah.
同挪亚。
To Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
To Jacob.
约雅各。
To Joseph.
约瑟。
To Moses.
摩西,
to Joshua,
約書亞,
to Hannah,
Hannah,
to Samuel,
撒母耳,
to David,
大衛,
to Joseph,
約瑟,
and Mary,
瑪利亞,
and to so many more others in the New Testament.
同好多嘅人喺新約裏面都講說話。
Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice.
主耶穌話：我嘅羊聽我嘅聲音。
I know them.
我認識佢哋。
And they follow me.
佢哋會跟從我。
Let me ask you this.
我問大家呢個問題。
How's your spiritual life right now?
你现在的属灵生命是怎样呢?
Do you sense God's presence? Do you sense His nearness?
你感不感受到神的存在和和你亲近呢?
Are you serving out of exhaustion and burnout?
你侍奉的时候是不是感到很疲倦和无力呢?
Do you seem to be always battling, barely trying to serve God in your own strength?
你是不是很多时候挣扎，用自己仅有的力量来侍奉神呢？
Or are you living and serving out of an overflow of the Spirit's presence and power in your lives?
正因为你想有圣灵的同在和充满了祂在你的生活和侍奉里面呢？
Now it's not about wow moments.
这个不是我们讲的一个觉得哇很犀利的一个这样的时刻。
Let's just get this straight.
而是我们直接讲,
We're not talking about mountaintop experiences.
我们不是讲一些高谈阔论,
but rather a consistent, growing relationship with the Lord.
而是一个呢,很持续和稳定和神呢,有关系上面的增长。
Where you're relating to Him.
你呢,可以和祂有关系的。
Hearing Him.
听到祂讲话。
Obeying and following Him.
信服祂和跟从祂。
I want to just take this time to show you a video testimony.
我想借这个时间呢，给你们看一个短片。
It is of someone who was struggling with this.
有个人呢，好在这些事上面挣扎。
Exactly what we're talking about right now.
就是好像我们刚才讲的事情。
But now he's hearing God.
他现在呢，听到神的声音了。
And he's transformed by it.
他被神改变。
His life,
他的生命,
his ministry, his church.
和他的教会。
So let's just watch this for the next little while.
看一个短片。
I think, to make a long story short, in that season, my wife was in the process of dying. She had been diagnosed with terminal cancer many years ago, and she was quickly slipping on us. I was exhausted from about 10 years of that battle, that journey at that time. Our church was just in some tumultuous times, and I was feeling like, oh, I don't know how much longer I can hang on. I think this church deserves a younger pastor who has energy, and I wasn't feeling very young, and I wasn't feeling very energetic. One of the things that I was considering was how would I orchestrate my exit from pastoral ministry, just simply because I was exhausted and didn't see any way that I could carry on with the load of ministry and having a reality at home that I faced. I went to Winnipeg for another event. As I was getting ready to leave Toronto, I remembered that there was, Steinbeck's not far from Winnipeg. I should check and see when that next church renewal weekend is. And sure enough, it was that weekend that I was going to be in Winnipeg when my flight was done, and got online and booked a hotel room and rented a car and changed my flights and ended up staying the extra day so that I could come down and take in prayer summit there at Southland in the evening. In the midst of the prayer summit, Pastor Ray invited the visiting clergy to come and be prayed for. This group astounded me. They listened to God in prayer, and then they spoke into my life, and they breathed fresh wind into my sails. They renewed my hope for the church. I sat there and just dreamed that if a pastor could teach his church to live this way, then there's hope for the church in Canada. And maybe there's hope for my church. And so I drove away from Steinbeck that Sunday night late, and I had a conversation with God and just said, you know, Lord, if this is where you want us to head, if this hope that I've seen here is going to happen in our church, then you're going to need to work in me first. And I'm open to that.
Okay, we're here to pray, right? So let's stand together. Let's enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise. We'll start with praise and then we'll go to thanksgiving.
Right. When I heard about the mentoring, I was a little bit hesitant. I was a little bit fearful of what that might entail. And I think what I was most fearful of was that I had to get over my own pride. That at 56 years of age, I had to admit the fact that I had never learned to listen to God as well as I might have. And bigger than that, as a result, I had never led my people in hearing God as they might. And that was a pretty big thing for me to face and to confess. I think one of the things that I'm starting to see that excites me is I'm starting to see our people as they learn to hear God in prayer. And they're actually hearing him. And then they come and they tell me what God's saying. And there's no greater exhilaration for me than to know that I've helped someone not rely on me, but tap in directly to the one whom I rely on. And so to help people find a way to just relate to God themselves and to hear his voice and to get direction and guidance and counsel, encouragement and comfort from the Holy Spirit and from the Word on their own without me, that's a freeing thing for me. Then I don't have to carry that load of their lives. It makes it way easier to be a pastor when Jesus can carry their load. I brought a team, my staff and my elders and some of their spouses, out to a church renewal weekend about a year and a half later. And that team and I experienced the church renewal weekend. And since then, God has been renewing us as a team. He's been renewing us as a team. We're different than we were. We're listening to God in prayer. We're hearing him speak to us. And we're moving with a confidence that we've heard God together as a staff and also together as a board. We move together now with a confidence that we're hearing God and that we're clear on what he wants us to do and the decisions we're thinking about and praying over. It's been 3 years last month since my first visit to the prayer summit. And as I said, at that time I was planning an exit strategy. And now I'm not planning an exit strategy. That doesn't exist anymore. I figure at 56 years of age, I got 10 or 15 years more tread left on these tires, and I'm going to just go all out as long as I can, as long as God enables me. The story on Pam has been an ever-evolving story. When she was diagnosed with multiple myeloma 12 and a half years ago, the average lifespan then was 3 to 5 years. We were informed 6 weeks ago that after 12 and a half years in this journey, Pam is in full remission. So we're grateful for that. And people have asked me before, what has church renewal done for our church? And my response is, it's not what it's done for the church, it's what church renewal has done for me. And God is renewing me. And he's doing that through church renewal. And I'm very grateful for that. Deeply thankful. And glad that now I'm starting to see God renewing my church because I humbled myself and allowed him to renew me first.
The Lord said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14.
歷代志下7章14節那裡, 神這樣說,
if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open, my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there.
在歷代志下7章14至16節那裡作者稱為我名下的子民若是自卑禱告尋求我的面轉離他們的惡行我必從天上垂聽赦免他們的罪醫治他們的地我必睜眼看
You see, the command of Scripture is to pray. To confess. To repent. And then to train others to do the same. The sooner that we as a church learn how to hear God's voice, the sooner that Jesus will be the true head, the true leader, the true Lord of Fraser Lands Church. I truly believe that. Otherwise, we're just leading ourselves. We need to learn to hear God. Whether we're a businessman or a businesswoman, whether you're a mother, a father, or even a child, I want to show you this photo of the prayer summit that even the pastor in the video was talking about. So on this prayer summit that happens once a month at Southland Church, people gather to pray. I think in this particular one, there's about close to 2,000 people gathering to pray from their church on one night of the month. And amidst these people, guess what we see?
我去遇見呢啲人，你估下我見到啲乜？
We see 8-year-olds,
睇到8歲嘅小朋友,
12-year-olds,
12歲嘅小朋友,
coming with their families,
同佢哋屋企人一齊嚟,
wanting to hear God's voice,
想學習聆聽神嘅聲音,
and they carry a prayer journal with them.
佢哋仲帶咗一本叫做祈禱日誌.
Imagine if your child was to come and pray as a family amongst the people in our church, and they jot down what God is saying to them. What an encouragement that was when we saw that. That our young people, our youths, are learning to listen to God. You see, hearing God is all about prayer. And we have to change. We have to be transformed ourselves first. Like the New Testament church, we have to be a church that's built on prayer. With leaders who pray without ceasing. Just last week, you got in your bulletin names of people that have been nominated to be elders of this church for the next 2 years. As you consider their names, consider whether they are people of prayer. Consider whether they will pray for your church as they lead your church. Consider whether they will pray for the pastors and other staff members of this church. Brothers and sisters, choose these people to be your elders of the church. What is God saying to you in prayer? How is He leading and guiding you? We need to move with the confidence that we have heard God. And we base our decisions on His leading. Again, I want to just use the example of Southland Church and the elders as an example. Before they made a decision on the budget of the next phase of construction, they prayed about it. They listened to God together. They heard God on their own. And then when they got together to meet at their board meeting, God had already spoken to each of them. And so it didn't take long for them to make a decision. Just a couple hours to pass their $18 million construction budget for the expansion of the church. Because they already heard God's voice. Imagine a day when our church can learn to hear God in prayer, such that people are going to Jesus first rather than going to the pastor. Imagine a day when new ministries are birthed out of prayer. Because we're hearing and listening to the heartbeat of God. And it moves us to stand up for the injustices of our world. And to be more compassionate to those who are in need. To loosen the chains that bind the oppressed. And those who are trapped in prostitution, in addiction, in all forms of slavery. Imagine a day when everyone in Fraserlands Church is hearing God together. Oh, brothers and sisters, what the Lord could do with a church like that. Now, what are some reasons why some people don't hear God?
有咩原因有啲人唔听神呢？
I just want to list a few reasons. It's a 15 here. There could be more why believers can't seem to hear God's voice at first.
我列出其中15个原因，点解啲人咧唔去听神嘅声音？
And as we go through them, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you which of these may apply to your situation in life.
我哋睇呢十五点嘅时候，我请求你向圣灵祈祷，睇下边啲原因咧系喺我哋身上发生嘅。
I won't go through them in detail now.
我依家唔会一一嘅嚟到讲出嚟。
But these will be provided as part of the appendix in the workbook that you receive in the Hearing God seminar.
当你如果嚟到呢个聆听神嘅聚会嘅时候咧，喺嗰个嘅工作簿里边咧有一个附录咧，有呢十五点喺里边噶啦。
One of the reasons is this.
有咩原因咧？
Some don't really want to hear God.
有啲人唔想听神。
Some don't want to surrender to God until they first know what God wants.
有啲人咧喺未知道自己想要咩之前咧，唔想向神嚟到降服。
Unconfessed sin keeps us from hearing God.
有啲未承认嘅罪咧，让我哋唔能够听到神。
Some have never been taught how to hear God.
有啲人咧从未学习过点样去听神嘅声音。
Unbelief keeps us from hearing God.
有人唔相信啦。
Fearing that it would lead to chaos in the church.
担心咧会导致教会混乱啦。
Not desiring a friendship with God.
唔希望同神建立友谊啦。
Too busy to spend time listening to God.
太过忙啦，唔能够花时间嚟听神嘅声音。
Talking instead of listening.
只系挂住讲嘢而唔系去聆听啦。
Being impatient and rushing ahead.
好唔耐烦而系急于要前进嘅。
Fearing man rather than fearing God.
怕人多过怕神。
Satan tries to keep us from hearing.
撒旦试图去阻止我哋听神声。
Asking the wrong questions.
问错问题咧。
Fear of confusing our thoughts with God's thoughts.
害怕我哋嘅思想同神嘅思想混淆咗。
And then also this, listening for loud rather than a quiet voice.
仲有呢一点就系咧，倾听一个咧好响亮嘅声音，而唔系一个好安静嘅声音。
This is by far the most common reason why people do not hear God speak.
呢啲咧就系好常见，我哋睇到人点解唔想听神嘅声音。
As a matter of fact, even believers who are experienced in hearing God's voice will every now and then have difficulty hearing His voice because of just this.
甚至有阵时有啲经验丰富听神嘅声音经验丰富嘅人咧，都有时会听唔到神嘅声音噶。
They have not quieted themselves to hear God's voice.
因为佢哋冇安静落嚟听神嘅声音。
You see, we live in a world where there's so much noise around us.
我哋喺一个世界咧，周围充满噪音嘅。
We're bombarded by noise.
我哋听到好多声音嚟。
By loud voices all the time.
好多大声嘅声音。
Telling us what to do.
话俾我哋知应该点做。
Telling us what we need.
我哋需要乜嘢。
Telling us how we should live.
我哋应该点去生活咧。
That we become accustomed to these loud noises and voices.
我哋已经习惯咗呢啲嘅大嘅声音啦。
It says in the Bible, Elijah was hiding in a cave on Mount Horeb when God told him to stand on the mountain because he was about to pass by.
在圣经里面描述到以利亚躲在何烈山一个山洞里面，神叫他站在山上，因为神即将在那里经过。
1 Kings 19 says this,
列王纪上19章11至13节。
Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood in the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
那里说在他面前有烈风大作。崩山碎石，耶和华却不在风中；风后地震，耶和华却不在其中；地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中；火后有微小的声音。以利亚听见，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口，有声音向他说：以利亚，你在这里做什么？
You see, God seldom raises his voice.
你知嘛，神好少可咧提高佢声音嚟讲嘢噶。
Although our world makes a lot of noise,
所以我哋嘅世界咧有好多嘅噪音。
God does not make himself heard in that way.
神会咧，为咗让你听到而大声啲嚟到讲嘢嘅。
Rather, he speaks in a whisper.
相反咧，佢会低声嘅说话。
And only those who are willing to become still will be able to hear God.
所以只有嗰啲愿意静止落嚟嘅人咧，先听到神嘅声音。
I mean, I've listed just a couple of verses here in Psalms, but there's so many more verses in Psalms that encourages us to be still and to be silent.
圣经里边咧，诗篇有好多嘅经文咧，都教我哋点样去安静。其中有两段咁样讲噶。
Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God."
诗篇四十六篇第十节嗰度话：你们要休息，要知道我是神。
Psalm 62:1 says, "For God alone, my soul waits in silence." From him comes my salvation.
62:1嗰度咧话：我嘅心默默无声，专等候神。我的救恩是从他而来。
But how do we become still so that we can hear God speaking?
但我哋点样能够平静落嚟，以致我哋可以听到神同我哋讲说话呢？
How do we quiet ourselves to hear His voice?
我哋点样安静咁听到佢嘅声音呢？
I found that the acronym STAR, S-T-A-R, is a good and practical tool that's developed by Southland Church to help us to quiet ourselves in order to hear God.
我發現一個簡寫是 S-T-A-R, STAR, 一個縮略詞是緬省一間位於 Steinberg, 稱為 Southland, 剛才那些相裡面的一間教會，他們開發一個很好的工具，幫我們可以安靜下來去聆聽神的。
So S stands for stop.
S 咧即係停止。
Don't fix the problem, the person or the situation.
唔好嘗試去解決嗰個問題、嗰啲人或者嗰個情況。
You see, when we're tired or we're overwhelmed, our ability to make good choices, to think creatively, to connect relationally with others, and even relationally with God, is drastically reduced.
当我们感到很疲倦或者难以负荷的时候，我们能够做出正确选择的能力，同埋创造性的思考，同埋同他人以及上帝建立联系的能力就会大大降低噶啦。
It's usually when we're tired that we function poorly.
当我们很累的时候，我们的脑运作好像不是挺好咁。
We just simply need to stop.
其实我们就要停下来
了。We need to realize that things can wait a few minutes. They can wait.
我哋應該意識到有陣時啲嘢真係可以等幾分鐘嘅。
In order for us to connect with God first，
令我哋咧可以有時間咧可以同神聯繫翻先。
Because when we insist on trying to fix the problems or the people right away，
因為如果我哋試圖去夾硬去解決問題或者嗰啲人嘅時候咧
，we'll most likely end up trying to control that person or that situation， and we will miss out on what God is trying to do in that situation。
我们可能就会代入一个情况，就是我们会尝试控制那些人或者那个情况，而我们错过了神在那个情况里面告诉我们知我们应该要做什么。
Psalm 37:7 says this: Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes.
诗篇第37:7这样说：你当默然倚靠耶和华，耐性等候他，不要因那道路通达的和那恶谋成就的心怀不平。
You see, we need to make sure that we are connected to Jesus.
我们需要肯定一件事，就是我们与耶稣有联系。
And to not make our decisions based on fear or on frustration.
而不是以我们的恐惧作为基础来做出一些决定。
And to do this, we must stop.
要做到这一点，我们一定要停下来。
And second, T.T stands for take a breather and calm down.
T 咧即系去叫你深呼吸一下啦，冷静落嚟。
In our society, being still, being quiet is not something that we like to do or that we value.
喺我哋社会文化里边，平静同埋安宁咧系我哋唔中意做嘅嘢嚟。
We think being busy all the time is a sign of our worth, and so we have a tendency to burn out.
我哋認為一直咁忙咧，即係代表我哋有價值啦。咁所以咧，我哋會傾向咧，會好容易變成筋疲力竭。
For example，
例如啦
，if we were to lift these weights， oh my goodness，
如果我哋舉起呢個啞鈴
，these 15-pound weights，
15磅
，they wouldn't feel heavy。
佢哋唔係好重啫。
Come on， Hanson， do something. we would feel like we could do this all the time。
你覺得你可以一路咁做落去㗎？
Now, if I were to tie these weights to my hands,
如果我现在绑住呢嚿铁喺个手度咧,
after a while, these 15-pound weights,
过咗一阵, 我觉得好似成50磅咁重,
yeah, he's ahead of me, would feel like they're 50 pounds,
好似50磅咁重,
100 pounds,
100磅咁重,
maybe even 500 pounds 甚至, after a while.
甚至一过咗一阵好似500磅咁重,
and my arms would be so tired from the constant strain.
我的手呢,
so not only am I not getting stronger,
不是因为我呢,我不但没有变强壮啊,
I'm actually losing my strength.
我而且还失去力量添啊,
too many of us do just that.
很多人呢,
we keep ourselves so busy
我们,
that we miss out on times of quiet,
错过了这些休息的时间,
and rest before God.
还有呢,
and we feel so stressed,
我们觉得很紧张,
so burnt out.
还有筋疲力竭,
okay, 筋疲力竭. I think it's time to put these down.
Okay.
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we're not made to function with a continual power supply.
我们被造呢,
we're more like rechargeable batteries.
我们呢,
and we need to rest.
我们需要休息.
God rested on the seventh day and commanded his people to rest.
神呢,
now most of this rest will come in the form of sleep on a daily basis.
我们多数休息呢,
but we're also to be still,
也都是要平靜下來,
to calm down,
冷靜下來,
to quiet ourselves before God.
在神面前安靜,
the Lord said in Isaiah 30, verse 15,
主在以賽亞書30章第15節這樣說,
in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength, but you were not willing, you were unwilling.
你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟自不肯。
Rest, quietness, and trust shall be your strength, God said.
休息、安静和信任应该是成为你的力量，是神这样讲的。
Psalm 131 says this, but I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me.
诗篇131篇第2节那里说，我的心平静安稳，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中，我的心在我里面增长断过奶的孩子。
You see, David understood the importance of calming, of quieting his soul.
你看大卫呢，很明白安静他的灵的重要性。
And part of this is to have times set aside with the Lord.
部分原因呢，是因为他可以呢，同神呢，有独处的时间。
Where you can practice being still.
你可以练习静止,
meditating.
默想,
soaking in God's word.
还有进入祂的话语里面,
as well, we can practice quieting by exercising self-control.
还有呢,
relaxing our bodies.
放松我们的身体,
and just breathing deeply.
还有深呼吸,
these will make it easier to engage in this next step of the acronym.
这样来练习呢，令我哋更加容易进入去下一步嗰度。
A stands for appreciate and connect to Jesus.
就系 A 啦，代表咧欣赏同埋咧同耶稣联系。
Once we've had a chance to stop and calm down, we're ready for the best way to enter into God's presence.
当我哋有机会冷静同埋停落嚟嘅时候咧，我哋咧就好准备好咧，可以进入神嘅同在。
And that is to worship. Psalm 100 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and its courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
诗篇第100篇第4章这样讲，当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from God, from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
雅各书1:17节那里说，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
You see, when we focus on the Lord and the things that he's done for us and provided for us, we find that our hearts are in a different place.
当我们专注在主和祂所做的事情，还有祂为我们所供应的事情的时候，我们会发现我们的心在一个完全不同的地方里面。
our hearts begin to change.
因为它开始改变.
Now, we need to realize that just saying that we're thankful is not the same as actually feeling appreciation or gratitude for something.
你要认识到呢, 当我们口说, 我们很感恩啊, 这样呢, 其实呢, 和真正的欣赏, 和感激呢,
so we need to stop and calm down and begin focusing on Jesus.
所以我们要停下来, 冷静下来, 开始呢, 专注在耶稣那里,
what he has done and provided for us.
他对我们做了什么呢? 为我们供应了什么呢?
And we'll notice the difference. We'll notice a shift.
我们会留意到那个不同, 和会开始有,
,转变, especially as we focus on why the things that we're thankful for are meaningful to us.
特别呢，当我们专注在点解我们要感恩的事情，同埋对我们好有意义的时候，
we'll find that our anxiety and our fear will start to go away.
你会发现我们的焦虑和我们的恐惧开始消失。
Our hearts will begin to warm up.
我们的心开始有些热身的感觉。
Our thoughts will become clearer.
我们的思想也更加清晰。
And from this place,
由这个地方开始,
our prayers and hearing God will flow that much more easier.
祈祷和聆听神都会发生得更加容易。
And as we're better able to hear from God and receive His direction for our particular situation,
当我们更加能够好好地聆听神，和对我们某些情况懂得去接受神的指引的时候，
it will lead us to this final step.
就会可以进入下一点了。
R, respond.
就是R代表了回应。
Respond in faith and love, do the right thing, and obey the Lord's direction for you.
在信仰，在爱心里面做正确的事，顺从神，从神而来的旨意。
You see, once we've reconnected with God,
当我们一旦从神重新的联系的时候呢，
we received His heart and His direction for the situation that we're going through.
我们呢，就是接受的心意和祂的导引，在，我们可以用信心来回应。
We can then respond in faith.
用信心来回应。
Not fear, but faith.
不是用恐惧来回应, 而是信心。
We listen, we trust, and we obey God.
我们倾听, 我们相信和顺服神。
In some instances, it may mean that we forgive and we let go of the situation or the person who hurt us and the pain that they've caused.
在某些情况下, 这个的意思呢, 可能就是叫我们要原谅和放低这些东西, 或者对一些伤害过我们的人造成的痛苦, 我们放低。
In some circumstances, we'll have to lovingly confront a person.
在某些情况下呢, 我们可能要亲切地来面对那些人。
Yet still, in others, we'll just have to choose to trust in God.
虽然还有其他人, 但我们呢, 必须要选择相信神。
I've included in your sermon notes an exercise that you can do this week, which will help you to quiet yourselves in order to hear God.
在你的讲道笔记里面呢, 我加入了一些资料在这个礼拜里面, 你可以做练习, 帮助你学习去安静下来, 以便你可以聆听神。
I don't know where you may be right now in regards to your intimacy with God.
我不知道你现在和神亲密的程度是怎样。
Ability to hear His voice, your desire to follow and to obey Him, but I really want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, to journey with us as a church as we learn to hear God together.
作为整间教会这样一起去踏上这个学习的旅程，一起学习聆听神。
Our Hearing God seminar starts on February 7th, and it goes for 6 weeks, for six Thursdays at 7:30.
关于聆听神的研讨会呢，是2月7日开始， 每一个礼拜四的下午7点半，为期6个星期。
And the registration deadline is today.
截止报名就是今日了。 So
please sign up after the service.
你们崇拜后去, 报名吧。
Jesus said this.
主耶稣这么说。
My sheep hear my voice. I know them. And they follow me. Let's pray together, shall we?
我一起祈祷。
Lord Jesus, our desire this morning,
主耶稣, 我们的今朝的渴求,
is to just come as we are.
就是好像我们自己来到你面前。
We are broken people.
我们都有受伤害.
We're people who are in need of you.
我们需要你.
In desperate need of you each and every day of our lives.
我们绝对很需要你在我们生命里每一日.
And our desire, O Lord Jesus, is to be able to know what you want for us.
主要我们渴求的就是想知道你在我们生命想要什么.
In the midst of our busy schedules,
在我们很忙碌生活中间,
in the midst of the issues and troubles we have with life,
在我们生命里面那些很麻烦的事里面,
in the midst of family difficulties,
在家庭的困难里面,
wayward sons and daughters,
我们的子女里面,
Lord God, we desire that you will speak to us.
主要我们渴求你和我们说话.
So Lord Jesus, prepare our hearts, we pray.
主要准备我们心和你祈祷,
to be in the right place with you.
在和你有个好的, 正确的关系.
For we desire to hear you as a child with their father.
渴求你好像一个小孩子渴求去和爸爸说话那样.
Spirit of God, come and transform us so our lives can truly be a living testimony for you.
主啊，来到改变我们的生命，好让我们的生命成为真真正正能够见证你的生命。
Lord God, hear our heart cry, we pray.
主啊，听我们私下底下的祈祷。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.